and you're listening to the Texas Standard. November 30th. Folks who track the oil industry have that date circled on their calendars, not just because it means there's a mere 25 shopping days left till Christmas, but because on that date, November 30th, there will be a meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, plus Russia. What happens at that meeting is likely to affect oil prices, and typically as oil prices go, so does the Texas economy. So what can we expect to see at the end of this month? We're hoping our Energy Insider has some answers. Matt Smith is Director of Commodity Research for Clipper Data. He spoke with Texas Standard host David Brown.
Matt, welcome back.
Thanks, David.
We've had quite the rally in oil prices. I'm pretty sure you saw what was happening near the end of last week. Numbers up around $57, $58 a barrel. Was I looking in the right column there?
Yes, you were, yes. We are at the mighty heights of the high 50s. The highest we've been since mid-2015, so really quite some momentum behind prices moving higher here.
So what are the markets telling us?
Well, it's telling us a couple of things, really. One, that the market is tightening because of these lower prices and because the global economy is doing pretty well, just as the U.S. economy is, and that's really driving on demand. The second thing is we're seeing lower inventories because of the efforts by OPEC. Another thing that is playing into this rally is the expectation that OPEC is going to extend this production cut beyond the March 31st deadline, and that's really getting people trying to bid up the price or get into a position ahead of that decision at the end of the month.
All right. So let's make sure that we understand a fundamental here. OPEC has been trying to lower production, and can we say, is it safe to say, that you can draw a line between that decrease in production, that resolve that OPEC seems to have taken, and, in fact, these higher prices? Can we make that connection?
Kind of. When they started cutting production earlier in the year, it started on January 1st, those efforts were targeting these lower inventories. They had a target, which was this five-year average for sort of developed nations storage, and that was 300 million barrels higher than they wanted it. That level now is down to about 170. So from that perspective, they're kind of halfway there in terms of their efforts to get to their goal of sort of drawing down these inventories to a more balanced market, at which point they hope and expect higher prices to be there.
Okay, so is it expected that at this meeting on November 30th, we're going to see them continue with the, you know, putting pressure on production? Is it going to be the status quo, or are they going to change things?
We've had this positive rhetoric, particularly out of Saudi Arabia and out of Russia and a couple of other oil ministers as well, that they are welcome to accommodate an extension to this production cut. And what that has done has really built in optimism that this is going to be decided at that meeting at the end of this month. I would offer caution about that. This deadline is March 31st next year. And so it really makes common sense for them to wait and see how things are next year. And so, yes, things are moving in the right direction for them, but it doesn't really make a whole amount of sense for them to extend at this point. They should really wait, I believe. And I think we may see that, and because of that, we may see a little bit of a pullback in prices.
You know, I was looking at some other numbers, and Texas issued something like close to 1,000 oil and gas drilling permits last month, and that's up nearly 17%. From the previous year. So clearly there are a lot of folks in the oil industry here betting on those higher prices.
Yes, so we are seeing the response in terms of production, or we will likely see that coming through because of a price at $57 now as opposed to $47 earlier in the year. But even if OPEC doesn't make a decision at this meeting, it isn't the end of the world. We may see a knee-jerk reaction by prices, but this doesn't mean that we're going to see suddenly prices tank again.
I one other thing, too. I mean, as we see these prices go up, are we sort of seeing the markets factor in their expectations on this meeting? And if there is some wild divergence from those expectations, oil prices, I suppose, could fall rather steeply, no?
In the very near term, yes, David. One indicator of financial positioning is with these futures contracts that you have both in the UK Brent contract and in WTI, and those positions, those sort of bullish bets on rising prices, pretty much kicking around record levels. And so that positioning is telling you that they are expecting something good to come out of this meeting. So if they don't get that, we could see this immediate pullback. But I don't think it's anything to get too concerned about. Once that bad news is digested, then we'll move on from there. But that said, they may put an extension in place. I just don't think we're going to see it.
Matt Smith is Director of Commodity Research at Clipper Data. Have a wonderful week, Matt. Thanks so much.
You too. Thanks, David.